Hello and welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast. I'm Chieko.
And I'm Yasuko.
And we're two gals exploring the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish. In today's episode, we share notes on the men in our lives and their habits around how they handle their stuff while out and about. Do they use backpacks, briefcases, messenger bags or man satchels? Let's listen in.
こんにちは。ロスジャパこと、ロストインジャパングリッシュのポッドキャストへようこそ。ナビゲーターのやっこと、
ちーちゃんです。
ロスジャパは、日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちが、まぜこぜバイリンガル形式でお送りするポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自の世界観で、日頃体験する文化や言語の奇妙な違いについて語り合います。今日のエピソードは身の回りの男性陣の日々について語ります。持ち物はリュック、それとも手提げカバンやたすき掛けのメッセンジャーバッグ、はたまた男性用の肩掛けポーチでしょうか。早速エピソードを覗いてみましょう。ちょっとかわいそうな時、かわいそうに感じる時があるね。そう、
I know. I think like John has like an aversion. He has an aversion to like anything that's school like.
まあまあ、それはやんもあるね。
It's funny because like, you know, we have these quote unquote business meetings where we discuss our family business stuff, you know, and just like just the logistics of our lives.
はい、はい、
and, you know, sometimes they'll be like, okay, here's your homework and here's my homework. You know, you're going to go on and work on these things. I'm going to work on these things. And then, it'll be our next meeting, and he'll show up with this like piece of paper that's all folded up and wadded up, and it's like pocketto no naka ni, it's like shoved into his pocket, you know. Uh-huh. And you know, and I'm like, is that what you did with your homework, like when you were going to school? And he's like, yeah.
なるほどね。
ポケットから折り畳んで、くしゃくしゃの、like that. It's like I'm gonna turn in my homework. It's all like scribbled and stuff.
はいはいはい。
Yeah, I'm like, I could. I was like, I totally had flashback of you, like in middle school, taking your homework to school in your pocket.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
マジで。いやでもね、それはヤンよりすごいかも。ヤン didn't do his homework, so こう今もやらない。ホームワーク出しても、oh, really? like he'll go, like he has like a really strong focus for what he loves, and so. Mm-hmm.それはものすごく強い。だけど、はい、誰かに、じゃあこれやりましょう。じゃあこれは宿題ねって言ったら、全く忘れてる。もうくしゃくしゃの紙にもなってない感じ。まだやろうとしてる、そこがすごいよ。
So, it's like, so, you know, like, I have like my notebooks and my pen and like...My post-it notes. And I'm like, okay, let's have our meeting. And he's like, and then he'll never bring a pen, so he'll take mine, and I'll be like, get your own pen.
なるほどね。
Every time.
Every time. でも、ジョンがなんかさ、手ぶらのイメージが
あるね。そうそう、いつも手ぶらなんだよね。Like, we'll get somewhere, and then he'll be like, oh, can you put this in your purse? And I'm like,I'm not like your, you know, your caddy. Carry your stuff around. My purse is not for your stuff.
え、全然やっぱ持たない？アメリカでは。日本ではさ、ちーちゃんが無理やりさ、こう、マンサッチョだっけって言って。
I was like, you have to have a bag.
そう、かわいいの。たすきがけであれば、that was so hilarious. It was so かわいい。Like,
but I was like,I knew if he didn't have that, he was going to make me carry all his stuff. And、uh-huh. I didn't want to carry all his stuff. Because in Japan, you know how, like, こう電車乗ったり降りたり you have to have your, everything really accessible. And I don't want to be like, okay, here's your thing, and here's my thing. And, you know, like, oh, here's your passport, and here's your rail pass, and here's your money. You know, like, I didn't want to be like his mom. So I'm like, you have to have your own bag.
それは賢い賢い。
But he's always 手ぶら here. He's got his wallet, his phone.だけ。
そこがやっぱでもね、一つやこう違いだよね。大きな違いの一つだと思う。その
That men don't care anything.
Yeah, like, 女性はわかるじゃん。ファッションの一部でもあるから、違いはあっても、まあまあ、カバンは好きだよ。まあ好きっていうか持つよね。だけど、男性はアメリカでなんかカバンを持ってるっていう印象が全くないのが一つで、その逆で日本はさ、みんな持ってて、なんか最近、
Yeah, everybody.
Yes, and...For me, 男の人が肩掛け、
はい、
みたいの持ってる人結構いるのね。Like, はいはいはい、backpack, I'm like, not comfortable って言って失礼だけど、こう、backpack, I'm, oh, なんか、ああ、見る見る見るって感じなんだけど、はいはいはい、こういうのをさ、こう、ショルダーバッグを背負ってる、背負ってる男の人を見ると、なんか、びっくり。
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like...
But there's a lot of men who carry shoulder bags in Japan.
Yes, yes, yes. That's, and I'm still like, ちょっと、I don't have the perfect word for this, この気持ち。
Oh, okay.
こう、なんつうんだろうね。ちょっとびっくりする、ちょっと違和感がある、ちょっとくすぐったい、かゆい。なんか変なの、なんかおかしいっていう感じが、感覚としてあるって。まあもちろんその人に対して何もないんだけど、その人がそれをしたかったら全然それでいいんだけど、なんかね、かゆいんだよね。
I know, I don't ever see men carrying shoulder bags here. I mean, there are men that carry like backpacks to work.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, Seattle's so casual, like nobody actually has like an actual briefcase anymore. But I guess there's some guys who have messenger bags, and
messenger you know, bag って
they're a lot of times crossbody, and then it's like it has a big flap.
Yes, full, yes.
The folders go inside. It has a big flap over it.
Yes.
So like those are called messenger bags, and I feel like there's very few men who carry messenger bags, but occasionally you'll see that. But I think the only shoulder bag that I've ever seen John.carry is like his gym bag that has a shoulder strap.
ね、そうそうそう。アスリート系はわかる。あの、
yeah.
スポーツ関係はね。
Yeah, exactly. It's like his, you know, he puts his towel and his gym shoes and stuff in there. But yeah, that's about it. Can't think of very many, that I see very many men carry shoulder bags.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.だって、たすきがけのメッセンジャーバッグでも、最初は違和感あったのやっこ。だけど、まあ最近は慣れてきたんだけど、次はショルダーバッグだね。まだこれはか、やっこ的には、あの、違和感がある感じがして。で、まあ、I think I've told you this before, but、ヤンも、うちのお父さんも、そういうの、あんまり持たない方だから、もともと。
Mm-hmm.
Like, やっとヤンにバックパックを背負ってもらえる感じになって。はい、今日どうするかばんって言ったら、え、持ってかないって言うと、いや、持ってってください、みたいな
感じ。So why do you feel like you want him to carry his backpack?
いやいや、あの、ちーちゃんと同じだよ。ヤッコ持ちたくないもん。
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And he,
yeah. I wasn't sure if that was the same reason or not.
そうそう。だヤンはしかもさ、本を、結構持ったりするからね。It's like heavy.
重いもの。
So, I'm not carrying that.
Yeah.
そうそう。で、あの、よく忘れるんだよね。だから、普段持ってない人が、カバンを持ち始めるとさ、どっかで忘れてきちゃう。
Oh, yeah.
ことがあったんで、まあ、どうしようかなって。I had, like, a period where I was, どうしようかなって感じだったけど、まあ、最近慣れてきたからね。あの、よかったけど。うん、いや、持ちたくない。
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm like, I don't want to carry your stuff.
そうそうそう。
It's so true.、Mm. He just uses his pocket. And that's the thing, is like, I think men always have pockets, right? Because they're always wearing pants、mm-hmm. or shorts that have pockets.、
Mm-hmm. そうそうそう。うちのお父さん完全にアメリカ化しちゃってるからさ、like, あのチェンジもポケットだし、あの、いまだに持たない。で、たまになんか、なんかどうしても何かに入れないと、あの、冷やすやつとか、こう入れなきゃいけないやつは持ってるけど、基本的には何も持たない感じなんで、like he、
yeah.
recently takes medicine daily で、なんだ、それですらお母さんに持たせてるからね。
I know. Like, I carry John's allergy pills in my purse.
Oh.
Because inevitably, what will happen is we'll be out doing something, and he'll get, like, hit with allergies, and then he'll be miserable, and, you know, he won't have any allergy pills because he doesn't feel like he needs to have them, and then I'll be like, do you want one? And he's like, hi. So,
そこはお母さんになっちゃって
ね。So it's like, yeah, I carry that. Because it's like, you know, it's miserable for me if he's miserable.
そうなんだよね。いや、本当にわかる。あの、まあ、ヤコもだからアレルギーあるから常に。
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we'd love your review. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか？ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方はレビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねをして応援をお願いいたします。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。